Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, happy Friday, and welcome to Chasing Excellence, a show about living a life of better health and increased fulfillment. On Tuesdays, we drop full episodes where we answer your questions and dive deep on what it means to chase what truly matters. And on Fridays, we do a quick set where we either dig through the show's archive for little bits of wisdom worth resharing, or we grab a snippet from another podcast we've been on that we wanted to share this week. We've got the latter. We've got a clip from a podcast near and dear to my heart, The Consistency Project with EC Sinkowski. EC's been on the show before, and she recently sat down with Ben to talk about nutrition challenges. Be sure to search for and subscribe to The Consistency Project wherever you're listening to this. And a big thanks to EC for letting us share this snippet. Let's get into it.
I guess, can you kind of give us a sense, first of all, of the different things that you've tried over the years to do for nutrition, mm-hmm. and then we'll ultimately get to what you currently do.
So, well, it's kind of one and the same.
Okay.
So it might be easier to start with what
yeah,
we do now.
Great.
So, because what we do now, or either way, so what we used to, what we used to do is run a nutrition challenge once a year.
Right.
It would be a bigger, longer one, really beefy. And then we would just try to keep, brought into the onboarding, the elements part of somebody becoming a member. Mm-hmm. And then we just try to have an ongoing conversation about it where I would talk to classes every so often about, not formally, just like after, hey, we just finished Jackie. We have an extra, 12 minutes of class. Here's the fitness wellness continuum and here's how nutrition folds into that.
Totally.
So that's what we did in the past. What we've done most recently is a little bit smaller scale and scope of the nutrition challenges, but we do them 3 times a year. Mm. We do one in January, which is focused on the quantity of food. Mm-hmm. Last year we did Whole30. This year we just did a no sugar challenge.
Okay.
So kind of like Whole30 is very rigid and exclusive. No sugar is just like, it was very simple. You would like it. Just if it doesn't say added sugar, has to say zero.
Right.
As long as added and anything, we did no sugar, no alcohol was the thing.
Yeah.
Very simple. So January is all about quality. Uh-huh. We do one in May, which we call our Memorial Day Meltdown. Uh-huh. And that's about quantity. We've done macros. We've done zone. We've done trays.
I was gonna say, is that where the trays would fit in?
Yeah. Trays, meaning like we actually have like almost cafeteria style Tupperware that we give each member. And you can put your protein, carbs, and starch, essentially fruit in one. And then in September, we do another one and that's additive. So that's like where we did 800 gram challenge last time. So now it's like, so you have one where it's kind of like, we're removing foods, focusing on that and the quality. We're having one where we're making sure we're eating the right amounts. And you have one where we're making sure we're eating, things.
Yeah, in. A nice mix.
The consistency project. The consistent aspect to it is that we have really simplified the scoring system.
Okay.
Back in the day, it was like, you remember this, it was 1 point for this, point for this, up to 5 plus 3 bonus points. Yeah. And it's like, you have to like, if you have this much, it's a-
Get out the calculator.
Yeah, very confusing. We've gone to a very binary system. It's either a yes or a no.
Yeah,
you either did it or you didn't. And makes it, I'm a big believer in the power of simplicity.
Yeah.
Any level of complexity is the enemy of execution.
Totally.
So like, let's just make
especially nutrition, like a,
you're either getting a green or a red check mark for the day.
You did or didn't. So I have some opinions about it. As you know, I still sell challenges,
really?
But you're doing challenges and some people have a negative opinion of challenges because of, I think there's often the idea that, well, after the challenge, people just go back to their old ways or whatever. Kind of how do you handle that? How do you see that?
Yeah. So if they fall back to their old ways, cool. Do they gain a higher level of awareness?
Right.
It always starts with awareness. So if you don't, and that awareness might be like, wow, that's really hard. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good level. Wow. I didn't realize I didn't do it, but man, I didn't realize how much sugar I was actually having in my diet. if it, that's the first one. So I can't, the challenge is always about awareness. The next one is, yes, everyone's going to fall back after the challenge. The challenge is supposed to be hard. That's why we call it a challenge.
A little reality here. Yeah.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be a challenge. And you're not supposed to do this forever.
Right.
You're supposed to fall back. But when you fall back, you're not supposed to fall back to the old homeostasis. You're supposed to be at plus one or plus two.
Totally.
If the challenge is plus 50, all we want is you to find another new norm. That's the idea.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect of this is we're not expecting 100% compliance or 100% new norm. What we're hoping is, did one, maybe two people find something? It's why we always do something different. A different challenge, we have the quality, we have the quantity, and we have the additive. So there's three different things that are speak to different people.
Yeah.
But then every time we do those, we're going to change it up because different strokes, different folks.
Yeah.
And the idea is over, if you're a member here for 3, 4, or 5 years, you will have seen 9, 12, or 15 of these challenges. And it's the continuing conversation.
Yes.
That now you see the full spectrum. And not only that, but you've figured out, oh, these are the things that are working for me.
Yep.
If we only do what we did in the beginning, which is run the same challenge over and over and over again, we're really doing a disservice to any of our current members, because if that one didn't work for them, like, here it goes again, didn't work for me last time, why is it going to work for me this time?
Yeah.
Where here's a new one and maybe like, oh, and what we've seen is just for like, if we have a 60% compliance for us is not perfect scores.
Yes.
It's that people make it to
make
the
it
end.
Make it to the end. Yes.
Like, and that's what, and we always try to drive that the metric, what gets measured. So we're like, put up reds.
Yep.
Just put up the reds.
Totally.
We don't care.
Keep showing up.
We just want you to go across the whole thing. Cause if they're doing that every single day, they're bringing awareness to the, what they're eating and
love
how it lines up, good, bad, or indifferent in terms of the expectations.
Totally.
Got it. Now, if we do that for 30 days, 21 days, however long this thing goes, that I think is going to have a meaningful effect for a lot longer than those 21 or 30 days.
Yeah.
If we are able to do that and are able to drive that 60% compliance, regardless of the
number.
Yeah, exactly. What we found is almost without fail, 1, 2, or 3 people massively like have a totally different
transformational. Yeah.
And that's, so we have, call it 300 members in the gym. We love to get 100. We try to get 50% to be able to sign up. So that's 150 people. We're trying for, call it 60%, just over half of that. So call that, can we get 75 people to make it to the end, you know, maybe 80, and doesn't matter all that of that. It may be, maybe 3, 4, 5 people go, whoa, that changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's huge.
Oh,
that's
my
huge.
God.
That's
You're
huge.
Changing
yeah.
three, maybe call it 3 people's lives every 4 months.
Like
that's, and do that over the lifespan of somebody being at your gym for 3 to 5 years.
I know. I think people have these unrealistic expectations about these challenges. And it's like, yeah, people are going to slide back. It's like, welcome to nutrition. Like, you're going to put out one 30-day challenge and everyone's going to be fixed.
And this is what I'm going to do forever. Yes.
But I think what you do really well. Sorry, go ahead.
It's like what the power of weighing and measuring.
Right.
You don't need to weigh and measure every single food for the rest of your life.
No.
You get a really good understanding of how many grams of carbohydrates are in an apple.
Totally.
Well, now you can look at an apple and go, well, that's a small apple. This is a medium apple. This is a big apple. So now I understand how many carbs I'm having in that apple.
And maybe recalibrate it once a year with a quantity challenge, because sometimes your eye gets a little off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think what I've seen at the group level go really well is this kind of repeated exposure. And it can be different challenges. It's okay to do a no sugar challenge, even though it doesn't mean that you're demonizing sugar forever. It's okay to do a quantity challenge, even though you don't need to do quantity forever. And so I think sometimes people take these viewpoints that like, oh, the challenge has to be representative of what I mean forever and ever. It's like, no, it's an iteration.
And this doesn't have to be the everything challenge.
Right.
It doesn't have to be everything you think about nutrition.
Correct.
And you're not trying to get people to do this forever.
Correct.
Thank you so much for tuning into this quick set. As a reminder, on Tuesdays, we drop full episodes where we answer your questions about the 5 factors of health, as well as dive deep on what it means to live a life of excellence. Be sure to subscribe or follow wherever you are listening to this. Ben and I thank you. Until the next episode, keep chasing.